Hello, everybody, and welcome to you all to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, episode 61. I'm Reza, and beside me is sitting my friend Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Reza. I'm Craig. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing, Craig?
Very well, thank you.
Craig, you know what we've got lined up for today?
No, I don't. Please tell us.
Adjectives of character.
Adjectives of character.
It's a very useful topic. And besides, we had a special request from our number one fan, Mamin.
Oh, hello, Mamin. How are you?
Hi, Mamin. How's life up there in the mountains? Okay. You still got your beret on.
So is this lesson for Mamin?
Yes, because we were going to do it anyway quite soon, but she asked for a vocabulary of adjectives of character. I guess she wants to be able to describe some people she knows in English.
Okay, that sounds good. Before we go ahead and start with adjectives of character, I'd like to say on behalf of Reza and I a huge thank you to Sara Jarabo, who has become a patron of the show on Patreon. So thank you very much, Sara. We're very pleased that you've joined our Patreon program.
Thanks, Sara. Thanks a lot.
And if you are interested in becoming a patron of the show, you can go to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Inglés podcast. You'll be helping the show, and we're saving money to be able to give you full transcriptions of all of these podcasts. When we reach $100 on the Patreon page, we will have enough money to pay for full transcriptions of the show. So if you'd like to help us with that, go ahead to sign up for patreon.com/Inglés podcast.
Craig, can you just remind the listeners all the different ways they can get in touch with us?
Of course, if you want to get in touch with us personally, you can reach me by email at craig@inglespodcast.com. And where can they find you, Reza?
They can email me at belfastreza@gmail.com.
Or you could leave a message on our webpage at inglespodcast.com.
And we do try to reply to all emails and all voice messages, any way you get in touch with us. We will sooner or later get back to you. We will reply to you.
No, we don't just try. We actually do it.
We actually do reply to more than try.
I hope every email, every voice message we get, we do mention on the show or write back personally. So please get in touch if you have a comment or a question about the show. So let's start with adjectives of character. How would you describe Mamin?
Mamin is friendly, cheerful, laid back.
She is laid back, and we both agree she's very cool because we've met her in person, and she's a very cool person. How do you say cool in Spanish?
Cool, why? We mean cool Mola. In the sense of why, not cool, which has another meaning. Another meaning
it
of
does,
cool
it does.
Is a slightly negative meaning. It has to, it depends on the context. If you say, oh, I told him the good news, but he didn't seem very happy. He was very cool. That would be negative. Like he doesn't really feel emotions. But we don't mean that about Mamin. We mean that, oh, she's really cool. She's a cool lady. That means why.
And with these negative adjectives sometimes, like cool, for example, it's very common in English to use a bit to moderate the adjective. So you say, yeah, she was okay, but she was a bit cool towards me. She wasn't very warm. She was a bit cool, a bit standoffish, a bit cool. So you'd use a bit to moderate your adjective.
Yeah, particularly when it's going to be something negative, yeah?
Yeah.
A bit cool. Like if somebody...
A bit unfriendly.
Yeah, if someone is cool in the meaning of why, K-Y, yeah? You would never say a bit cool, You would say very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit is to moderate the fact that it's going to be a negative thing you say.
Another interesting modifier is quite. He's quite friendly. But not very. Or he's quite friendly can mean very.
Oh, yes. That's
bastante. So it depends on the stress.
Can you say that again, Craig?
Yeah, sure. So speaking of friendly, if I said that Reza is quite friendly, it can mean very friendly. But if I emphasize it with rising intonation and say, well, Reza, he's quite friendly, but not always.
So it all depends on the intonation.
It all depends on the intonation. Okay. So shall we look at a list of adjectives and maybe give the translation in Spanish? So let's go through them. I have here despistado. Despistado, which describes me, I think. Mm-hmm. Despistado in English?
Careless?
Careless, yeah.
Scatterbrained?
Forgetful, perhaps.
Forgetful.
Absent-minded?
Mm-hmm.
Absent-minded. Ambicioso?
Ambitious, that's easy.
Ambitious, yeah, it's very similar. Pesado?
You could say irritating, annoying, or if you want to use an expression, a pain in the neck.
A pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Would you say boring? Would you use that sometimes for someone who's pesado is a bit boring?
Could be. Although a closer word would be for boring in Spanish is aburrido. But yeah.
True. Yeah.
Could do.
And tiresome could be used.
That's a good word.
Tiresome.
Because they make you feel tired.
They tire you. They tire you out.
Not tiring.
No,
tiresome.
Tiresome. A tiresome person is annoying. Someone who bothers you.
An activity is tiring. Like carrying heavy objects is tiring. It makes you feel tired, right?
Exactly.
But a person who's un pesado is tiresome.
I know a few of those. Discutidor.
Argumentative?
Argumentative. An argumentative person. Someone who argues a lot. Malhumorado.
Malhumorado. Bad-tempered?
Exactly. Bad-tempered. Bad-tempered. Creído?
Creído. Big-headed?
Yep. Big-headed.
Oh, I can see a similarity there between bad-tempered, it ends in ED, and big-headed ends in ED.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few of these adjectives of personality, which are two words. They're a compound adjective, and the second word is a past participle, yeah? Big-headed, bad-tempered. Can you think of any more?
Well, self-confident, but that doesn't finish in ED. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
True, they don't all end in ED.
Uh-huh.
Self-assured?
Self-assured. How would you say de mala leche or venenoso?
I'm not quite sure. How would you say it?
Bitchy.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She's very bitchy.
Or he's very bitchy. It's not only
would
for women.
Would you use that for a man?
Yeah. Yes, certainly.
Women? Okay.
Certainly. Yes.
He's very bitchy. He's bitchy. Yeah.
The word a bitch is usually just used for a woman as an insult.
But be very careful with that because it is a strong insult.
If taken out of depending on the context, yeah.
Yeah.
It can be used in fun, though.
And depending on your relationship with the person you're speaking to, if it's a stranger, be very careful.
But I would certainly use the adjective bitchy for men as well as women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
An easy one now, valiente.
Brave.
Descuidado o poco cuidadoso.
Careless.
Careless. Is that suffix that we spoke about, suffixes, if you remember, is an Inglés podcast /59, a recent podcast on prefixes, suffixes, and word formation. We've got that less there, careless, without care.
What's the opposite of careless then, Craig?
Careful.
Which would be in Spanish, cuidadoso, something like that.
Exactly. Careful and the opposite, careless. Prudente.
Prudent.
Prudent. Cautious, perhaps. Mm-hmm. A cautious person. Presumido.
It's kind of similar to big-headed, but perhaps conceited would be a better word.
Yeah. Conceited, maybe full of oneself. You're full of yourself. You're very conceited. The opposite of brave?
Cowardly.
Yes. Cobarde is cowardly, a cowardly person.
That's an interesting adjective. Can I just talk about that for a second? That's one of those groups of adjectives which end in ly, so they look like adverbs, but in fact, they're adjectives. Well, it can be an adverb as well, but cowardly in the sentence, he is a cowardly man. Cowardly is an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is a friendly student. Friendly is an adjective. So some adjectives end in ly.
Moving on, encantador.
Charming.
Charming, because charm is encanto. So a charming person, un encantador. Alegre, jovial.
Cheerful.
Cheerful, yeah. Soso, aburrido.
Dull.
Dull and boring. Coqueta?
Flirtatious.
Wow, very good. Yeah, flirtatious. Your Spanish is very, very good. Much better than mine. That's why I'm testing you and you're not testing me.
Muchas gracias.
Amigable, simpático, agradable.
All of those, friendly,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, friendly. We just mentioned friendly as the L-Y ending, friendly.
Or if you wanted a more formal word, amiable.
Amiable. Mm. But maybe a false friend. What's amable? Muy amable. It's kind, isn't it?
Yes.
Kind? Amable?
Yeah, kind. Yeah.
We use this one to describe mamen. Tranquilo, relajado.
Laid back.
Laid back. With a hyphen. Laid back. This describes me. Perezoso, vago.
Do you think so? I don't
think
so.
Well, we'll get to that at the end. We'll get to that at the end. But how do you say that in English? Vago.
Lazy.
Lazy, yeah. The opposite of?
Hardworking.
Exactly. What about fiel? You're a very fiel friend.
Loyal.
Yeah, with a Y. L-O-Y-A-L. Loyal.
It's also similar to faithful, mm-hmm. isn't it? But faithful is perhaps more used for boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands and wives, right? Faithful. In other words, you don't go off with another man or woman.
So you're what's the faithful. Opposite of faithful? What's the prefix you need to make faithful a negative adjective?
If you do play around with other men or women, you're unfaithful.
What does play around mean?
Play around and have an affair, something like that.
An adventure, as you'd say in Spanish. Yeah.
What's the prefix for loyal if you're not loyal?
Dis.
Disloyal.
Don't diss me, man. Disrespect. Disloyal. Disloyal is the opposite of loyal. Tacaño.
Stingy.
Stingy.
Or mean.
Or mean. Or tight.
Tight.
Yeah. So mean, tight, and stingy. All mean tacaño. Tight with money and stingy. Spelling of stingy, S-T-I-N-G-Y. Not stingy, but stingy.
What does stingy mean, Craig? There is a word, stingy.
Something that stings, que te pica?
Yeah, for example.
A wasp. You wouldn't say a wasp is stingy or a bee is stingy, would you?
No.
It stings you.
No, but I would say that if you cut your finger on a piece of paper, that's stingy.
Yeah, perhaps.
Bit stingy. Or if you have a cut and you drop some lemon on that cut, it would be stingy.
Yeah, definitely.
Stingy, yeah. No, not for an insect, no.
And that singer who used to be with the police, he's stingy as well.
He's stingy and he's stingy.
De humor cambiante.
Cambiante.
Someone whose humor cambias.
Right. Moody.
Yeah, moody. Moody. Would you say that's a negative adjective or a positive adjective, a moody person?
Negative for me. Yeah. Yes. I don't have much time for moody people, to be honest.
But then do humor cambiante suggests that sometimes you're in a good mood, sometimes you're in a bad mood.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But I personally don't have much time for people like that.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of having to adapt to other people's moods all the time. I can't be bothered.
Are you ever in a bad mood? Because you always seem in a good mood to me. I've never seen you moody.
I'm not a moody person, but I can get in a bad mood when I'm angry. But it doesn't happen to me a lot, so I'm not moody, but I can get in a bad mood, yeah.
I mean, I've known you for, 15 years? Something like that?
Yeah, longer.
I don't think I've ever seen you. I've seen you angry, but I've never seen you moody, quiet and...
No.
I've never seen you moody.
I do get like that on my own sometimes.
You save it for when you're on your own.
I don't inflict it on other people.
Ingenuo, inocentón. Inocentón, never.
Oh, I never heard of that word.
Me neither. Ingenio?
Naive?
Naive. Naive. N-A-I-V-E. Malo. Travieso. Like for children.
A malo, like malito.
Yeah.
No muy malo. Malito. Naughty.
Naughty. Difficult spelling. N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Naughty. Naughty children. Very often used for children. You wouldn't really say a naughty adult, would you?
Only in a humorous way.
Yeah. Children are often naughty. D'actitud abierta, sin prejuicios.
Open-minded or broad-minded.
Exactly. An open-minded person, a broad-minded person. What's the opposite?
Narrow-minded.
Yeah.
And they're both another example of those compound adjectives ending in ed.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Open-minded, broad-minded, or narrow-minded. Intolerante. Yeah. What about cortés educado? That's easy.
Polite.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Polite or a slightly more formal, old-fashioned word. Courteous.
Yeah, courteous, which cortés probably has the same root. Orgulloso.
Proud.
Mm. Fiable, confiable.
Trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Reliable also.
Okay.
Yeah. Reliable. Seguro de sí.
Although I would, maybe they translated the same word in Spanish, but I think those words are not quite the same. If someone's reliable, you can rely on them. That means if they said that they'll meet you at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, then they meet you at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Even though it's very difficult for them, even though it's not easy, they said they'd do it, they do it. They're reliable.
Also someone who would help you if you have a problem, someone you know will be there for you.
They're reliable. Trustworthy, I think, is slightly different. If a person is trustworthy, you can trust them. You can tell them your secrets in confidence. You can be sure that they won't lie to you, that they won't get you into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They might not be 100% reliable. They might say that they meet you at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, but they arrive 2 hours late or they don't arrive at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not reliable, perhaps, but they could still be trustworthy.
Yeah, if you lend them money, they'll give it to you back.
Yeah, so I would say they're not exactly the same.
Mm. I agree with you. Where are we? Seguro de sí mismo. Seguro de sí mismo.
Self-confident.
Mm-hmm.
So anything which is sí mismo tends to be self in English, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Egoista.
Selfish.
Mm-hmm.
There's that self again. Egoista. You think about, piensas en sí mismo, mm-hmm. Selfish.
What's the opposite of selfish?
Selfless.
No, or, buy fish. Sorry.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good.
Bad joke. Sensato, prudente.
Well, we had prudent before.
Okay, sensato.
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 Sensible.
Sensible, yeah, false friend. Sensible.
Sensible is not sensible. Sensible, sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Tímido, vergonzoso.
Shy or timid.
Mm-hmm. Estricto, that's easy.
Strict.
Strict. Terco, testarudo, tozudo.
Obstinate.
Obstinate. Obstinate. Maybe stubborn. You know the phrase, as stubborn as a donkey?
Yep.
Donkeys do not move if they don't want to. It's really difficult to move a donkey if a donkey doesn't want to move. That's stubborn. As stubborn as a donkey. Comprensivo.
Understanding?
Mm-hmm. Sympathetic, perhaps?
Uh-huh.
Conservador? Hablador?
Can you repeat that, please?
Hablador. Conversador.
Chatty or talkative.
Yes, a chatty, to chat. Chatty is the adjective. Or talkative. He's very talkative. I like him. He's very talkative. Digno de confianza. Oh, you said that before. Trustworthy. Yeah. Raro, extraño.
Weird or strange.
Weird. W-E-I-R-D. Weird. He's a bit weird. I like him, but he's a bit weird.
Or strange or odd.
Yes.
O-D-D.
O-double-D. Odd. Reza, I'd like to tell our listeners about something we like. Guess who it is?
I have no idea.
italki.com. Italki, what is Italki? Italki is a website where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at a very low cost.
Why don't you just go to the house?
Well, it's not as convenient because you have to arrange a time and you have to travel it's not as convenient. With iTalki, you stay in your house, you stay in your flat, you connect to the internet, and you can have lessons from anywhere. You're learning from home. And if you've ever used Skype or any video over the internet, you know how easy it is. So you can ask your personal teacher any questions you have. You'll have personal lessons, pronunciation, practice, all on a one-to-one basis. There's no scheduling problems because you arrange in advance the day and the time with your teacher, and you learn when it's convenient for you. If you want to learn at 10 p.m. at night or 9 a.m. Sunday morning, whenever's convenient, you'll be able to find a teacher.
And how many times a week can you get lessons?
As many as you like, depending on the teacher, of course. So, for example, you want to go on holiday for 2 weeks. Don't worry, you lose no money. When you come back from holiday, you arrange lessons with your teacher every day, if you like, and then you study to make up for, or compensar, for the time that you lost before. So it's very, very flexible. And iTalki are offering a special deal to our listeners, 100 free iTalki credits, or ITCs, when you sign up for their paid service. So it's one for one, one free lesson. Buy one, get one free. To find out more information, go to inglespodcast.com/iTalki. That's I-T-A-L-K-I. Reza and I would like to thank iTalki very much for sponsoring Up and Down English con Reza Craig.
Craig, you mentioned earlier some prefixes, but I just wanted to practice a few more.
Okay.
And as we said, listeners can check out prefixes and suffixes on episode 59. I'm going to say
Personality trait.
I'm going to say a personality characteristic. Or trait,
because mm-hmm.
character is not the same as characteristic. A character is, for example, James Bond 007 is a famous character. It's a person. Whereas a characteristic is a trait, something like friendliness or carelessness, etc. Okay, I'm going to mention a characteristic and you tell me the opposite using prefixes or suffixes.
I'll try.
So the first trait is to be ambitious.
I would use the prefix unambitious.
Careless.
Careful.
Cheerful.
Cheerless.
Friendly.
Unfriendly.
Kind.
The same. Unkind.
Polite.
That's I am impolite.
Loyal.
D-I-S. Disloyal.
Reliable.
U-N again? Unreliable. Unreliable.
Sensitive.
Sorry?
Sensitive.
In. I-N. Insensitive.
Selfish.
Unselfish. Generous. Is it unselfish a word?
I think there are two for this, unselfish or selfless. They both exist.
Selfless, yeah.
They both exist.
I would probably say unselfish.
Yeah, they both exist.
Yeah.
Sympathetic.
Unsympathetic.
Talkative.
Talkative. Shy.
But with a prefix or suffix.
Talkative with a prefix.
The opposite.
Untalkative? No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Untalkative?
That's an unusual one. Untalkative.
Yeah. It exists.
I'd probably say he's not talkative. He's not very talkative.
Yeah.
He's a bit shy. He's not very talkative. Untalkative. Okay.
Yeah. Any word which sounds long, untalkative, we don't use that much, do we? We don't like long words with prefixes, but it does exist.
Yeah.
Trustworthy.
Untrustworthy.
Okay. Craig, how would you describe my positive and negative traits?
Oh, is this where we have to give three positive and three negative
traits? Well, it was your idea.
It was. I sent Reza an email before he came over today to record this, and I wrote an email. I said, Reza, write down three adjectives that you think describe my positive characteristics and my negative characteristics, and your positive, Reza, and your negative characteristics, and I'll do the same and see if we agree. So what shall I say first?
Whatever you like. Talk about me or talk about you, I don't care.
We'll talk about me first, because I'm very egoistic.
Do you think you are?
No. So, okay, so here are my... Well, no, you go first. You tell me my three positive adjectives.
Well, I could use many positive adjectives to describe Craig, but the three from our list which most stand out, que se destacan, are friendly, kind, and trustworthy.
Oh, thank you very much.
But there are many others, but those are the three that I would put as your most obvious good traits.
I nearly put kind, but I nearly put friendly, but in the end I put laid back, polite, and kind.
This is Craig talking about himself, by the
way. Yeah, that's the three I put for me. Tell me the three negatives that you put for me.
I couldn't find three, Craig. I really tried.
Come on, seriously.
I found two.
That's cheating.
And the first one is not on the list, but I wanted to practice prefixes. So I think Craig is over generous.
That's not a negative.
Could be interpreted as a negative. To be generous is obviously a good thing. If you're generous, you give to people, you're not selfish. But if you're over generous, you give too much to people. So it could almost be a bad thing. Over generous, I would say.
Thank you. That's definitely another positive. What's the other one?
Oh, God, I can't remember. What's the other one? Because I thought of it on the bus on the way here. Mm. I have all of them written down, but I could only find one overgenerous negative. But on the bus, I thought of another one, but I've forgotten again. What is it? Oh, yes, I remember now. I thought of it on the bus, whatever. Fanatical about Mickey Mouse.
It wouldn't be a proper episode of Putting Dead English Corner Razor Craig if you didn't speak about Mickey Mouse.
A little bit fanatical about Mickey
Mouse. So you haven't really said anything negative, which makes me feel bad now because I put three negatives for you.
Go on, hit me with it.
No, I don't think.
Please.
Well, let's do the three positives first, okay? Reza, I have for you. Well, no, you go first. What are your three?
My positives? Well, I would use one word for both of us. I called you trustworthy, and I believe I'm trustworthy as well.
That's one of the ones I have for you, yeah.
Now, I'm using it as a positive characteristic. I think I'm talkative. It can be a positive thing to be talkative.
Especially if you're a teacher.
Yep, I have put that down as a positive characteristic. I'll be interested to know what you say about that in a minute. And I have also put down that I am sensitive.
Okay, I'd agree with that.
Well, have you got any variants with that?
Well, as I said, trustworthy, I agree. I also have that here on my list. Kind as well, because I think you are very kind. And cheerful.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're very cheerful.
Thank you.
As I said before, I've never really seen you in a bad mood in the last 15 years that I've known you. So cheerful, yeah.
I could say the same for you, actually.
What are your three negatives for you?
I think I'm annoying, which is pesado.
No.
I'm annoying, a pain in the neck at times.
Absolutely not.
I think I'm selfish.
Really?
Sometimes,
That's the last thing I'd have said for you.
Selfish at times, and I think I'm unambitious. Maybe I should be more ambitious.
Is that what you really think, or are you just practicing prefixes?
No, I really think that.
But we said in the last episode that ambition can take many forms, and it isn't necessarily climb the job ladder, have a really big salary and a big fancy house. You can be ambitious to be happy, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you say about me?
I don't think I want to tell you now.
Oh, God.
Actually, no, because two of these are by your own confession, not necessarily how I see you. Because you've told me in the past that you're lazy. Uh-huh. Now, I don't think you are, because I've seen you working. but that's one of the ones I put here. And also stubborn. You've never been stubborn with me, but you have told me that you can be stubborn.
Yeah, true enough.
So, and the last one I've put is naive, but in a good way, because age hasn't made you cynical as it has some people like me. So, and sometimes your view of the world can be a little naive, but in a good way, because sometimes people get older, then they get disappointed, they get very cynical, they get very negative about things, and you haven't. You've remained cheerful and positive.
No, you make my negative traits sound good.
Well, I had to, because you made mine sound good. So I think we managed to do that quite successfully. Any final thoughts before we go out the door?
I just wanted to ask you a few questions to practice these adjectives a bit. Craig, what's your least favorite trait in three different people? A friend, a lover, and a work colleague?
Oh.
It can be the same or different for each case.
Can you repeat those slowly, please?
Your least favorite trait in a friend, in a lover, and in a work colleague.
Well, in a friend, it would have to be someone I could, untrustworthiness, mm-hmm. someone who's dishonest and who I couldn't trust. And that would be the same of a partner or a lover. So it would have to be a woman who's very caring and very kind and very generous and not a selfish, egotistical person. Mm-hmm. And the final one was a work colleague?
Yeah. Your least favorite, el menos preferido, least favorite we're talking about.
It would have to be the same. It would have to be somebody I couldn't trust, somebody who's, well, first of all, I'll give you two, selfish and dishonest, because how can you work with someone who you can't really trust? You'll always be looking behind your back. You'll be very suspicious of that person. So it would have to be dishonesty. Yeah. What about you?
Well, for me, for a lover, it would be unfaithfulness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to be faithful, obviously. For a friend, same as you, if they're untrustworthy, they're not much of a friend. And for a colleague, it's difficult for a colleague, but I guess what you want most of all is reliability. I want a colleague to be reliable, work colleague. So if they're unreliable, they're not going to be a good colleague.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, absolutely.
Craig, another question.
Okay.
What characteristics would you like to have that you feel you lack? If you lack something, L-A-C-K, it means you don't have it or you don't have enough of it. What characteristics that you lack would you like to have?
Oh, that's easy. And it's one we haven't mentioned. Consistency. I tend to be very hardworking for a short period of time and then incredibly lazy. I'd rather be not so hardworking, but consistently working, if you know what I mean. So I think what I lack is consistency in many things. For example, exercise, dieting, living well. I tend to do it too much intensively and then stop and go the opposite way. So it's all or nothing. There's no consistency over time. And you?
Well, I'm going to be a bit of a copycat, but it's kind of true. You know, I'm a huge fan of the writer George Orwell, mm-hmm. who was known for his thoughts, his ideology, his brain. But when asked, what characteristic would you most like to have that you lack? I would say the same as him, which is to be irresistible to women. That's what he said. And I would like to have that as well.
Yeah, that would be a nice trait to have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't.
to fight them off with a stick.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions?
What are the main characteristics of these people? Martin Luther King.
Let me think. Martin Luther King. I can't think of the word. It's when you don't give up, when you fight for what you know is right.
Perseverance. His perseverance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. His perseverance.
He was a persevering person.
And maybe his stubbornness, because when you're stubborn, can be a negative characteristic or a positive. You can be stubborn in a good way. You don't accept no. Everybody's telling you, don't do it. No, no, it's not the right path for you. It's not the right way. Don't do this. But if you're convinced that you're right, then you stubbornly continue. So stubbornness can be very positive in his case.
What about the main trait of James Bond at 007?
Well, he was irresistible to women.
Indeed he was. But, how I envy him.
If you're looking at the latest James Bond, my namesake, Daniel Craig.
Believe me, listeners, they look almost identical as well.
Yeah, if only you could see me now with my rippling muscles and biceps.
They're more or less equal in terms of sex appeal. They're pretty much the same.
Believe me, the name is the only thing we have in common. But he's very cool, isn't he? He's very cold-blooded, which makes him an effective killing machine.
Cold-blooded. There's another one of those words, which is ED. Compound with ED.
Compound with ED. Cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of warm-blooded. If you're a warm-blooded person, you're passionate and...
Spanish,
yeah. Apasionado, yeah. One more question, Craig, before we end.
Okay.
What are the main characteristics of Mickey Mouse?
He's got big ears.
Mm-hmm. So he's big-eared.
Yeah. He's humorous, he's funny, entertaining, magnetic.
You see, I told you that Craig was fanatical about Mickey Mouse. I told you.
What's your opinion?
About Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
He's great. He's great.
No, adjective-wise.
He's charming, friendly, and... laid back and humorous.
He is? Okay, that's all for us this episode. And before we go, we'd just like to say thank you to all of you who are listening, and a special thanks to our sponsors on Patreon. That's Manuel, Mamen, Sara, and Cory. All are patrons of the show. If you would like to join them, go to patreon.com/inglespodcast. And remember, you can send us an email or record your voice and send us a sound file with a comment or a question to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com, or to Reza at belfastreza@gmail.com. And please show us some iTunes love. Write a review, give us some stars on iTunes, because if you do that, we become more visible and more people can find us. In next week's episode, we'll be talking about cinema vocabulary. So until then,
it's goodbye from me.
Oh, and it's a huge farewell from me. Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. I just want to say, on behalf of Reza and myself, thank you very, very much to Noemi and Armando, who are now patrons of inglespodcast.com. Thank you, both of you. We really appreciate it. And if you would like to join them and become a patron, just go to patreon.com/inglespodcast. patreon.com/inglespodcast.